Arias Medical Group is a leading healthcare staffing agency offering full-time travel and direct hire career opportunities for physical therapists nationwide. An exciting career is waiting for you. Dream it and live it with Arias. To learn more, call 1-800-340-2619.
This is Spinal Tap News, bringing you what's news in the field of physical therapy in 15 minutes or less.
Numbers will go to 11.
You don't have hours to scour the internet for what's news in PT, and that's where we come in. This is Spinal Tap News from the brewers of the PT Pinecast, live from the Spinal Tap Newsroom with your host Jimmy McKay.
This is Spinal Tap News, brewed by the PT Pinecast and poured by Arias Medical Staffing. Short enough for your drive into class or clinic and strong enough to change your profession. We cover the field of physical therapy to bring you the news you need. I'm your host, Jimmy McKay. Our lead story today is the Zika virus. As Zika continues to spread, the need for PTs grows. NPR reports that Haiti has a sleeping giant on its hands. While the number of reported Zika cases are low, 5 in Haiti, the number of cases of babies born with microcephaly continues to rise. Because a visit to the doctor can take all day, most Haitians will only see the doctor if they're extremely ill. A doctor's strike has brought the healthcare system to a standstill over the last 4 months. Haiti is ill-equipped to deal with the wave of Zika babies that they fear are coming. However, Haiti will not be the only nation that is under-equipped to deal with the rise of the Zika virus. The U.S. will need to adapt as well. KHOU Houston reports that finding medical personnel to care for Zika virus-affected babies will become a problem if the virus continues to spread. These children will require medical specialists and intense care from physical and occupational therapists. While a handful of medical hubs in the U.S. are creating Zika centers for children affected by the virus, there remains a shortage of providers to handle rural cases and provide care away from major cities. According to a list of conditions associated with the Zika virus, the New York Times reports that data from 7 countries with the virus also shows sharp spikes with the incidence of Guillain-Barré syndrome. The CDC, while not directly stating that Zika is the cause, states that Guillain-Barré is strongly associated with the virus. Sports PT. The Paralympics, originally a games fighting for its life, is now turning into a sellout event. The Rio 2016 Paralympic Games began September 7th and will end on the 18th, with 4,000 plus athletes from more than 160 countries competing in 528 medal events in 22 different sports. It's a lot of numbers. 3 weeks ago, reports stated that only 12% of available tickets had been sold. Lord Holmes of the United Kingdom, who had won 9 swimming Paralympic golds for the UK, had said that this year's event was, quote, a games fighting for its life. In response to this, fans launched an online Save the 2016 Paralympics campaign to raise money to purchase tickets to the events. Fellow physical therapist and podcaster Jack Chu of the Physio Matters podcast started the drive, which has since raised more than $15,000 for the cause. The latest report from The Guardian states that the International Paralympic Committee is now expecting the games to sell out. The committee reported a huge upsurge in ticket sales just prior to the opening ceremonies on Wednesday, and that ticket sales have passed 1.5 million tickets. NBC is providing roughly 70 hours of live coverage of the games this year, up from 6 hours of coverage in 2012.
It's news from Neurologic Physical Therapy.
In concussion news, is it concussion season? This fall season kicks off kids returning to school and the nation returning to football. National Childhood Injury Prevention Week began September 1st, and September 13th is Team Up Day, a day when coaches and athletes pledge to speak up when they see a teammate or player with concussion symptoms. Are you up to date on your return to play and slow to recover protocols? Concussion awareness received a boost recently when Dale Earnhardt Jr. released a video online about the treatment he was receiving for his concussion. According to ESPN, He states that he does about 2 to 3 hours a day of physical and mental therapy that really stress his symptoms.
So I'm at the grocery store. This is what my doctor calls exposure for me to go out into public places because I get really anxious and it brings out my symptoms, and you want that to happen. So here I am getting exposure.
Earnhardt has missed 5 consecutive races due to the concussion and did not say when he would be returning. While Dale is completing therapy, the New York Times released an article citing a study that found playing with a concussion can double recovery time. The study, undertaken in high school athletes and published in the Journal of Pediatrics, reports that athletes who left play immediately upon signs of concussion recovered in 22 days, while those who kept playing recovered in 44 days on average. Despite high incidence of concussion and the increased media coverage, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette reports that concussions are still the, quote, black box of neuroscience. While billions of dollars have been spent on research, methods of diagnosis and treatment of the condition are highly variable. The article states that the missing link is generally accepted treatment standards. Overall, the most helpful treatment seems to be getting patients active again. However, every concussion is different. News from the APTA, the association has released a public service announcement for their hashtag ChoosePT campaign. Move Forward PT released the long-awaited PSA for the campaign. The video, now available on YouTube and to share via the Move Forward PT Facebook page, describes the masking effects of opioids and presents PT as the alternative. This year's Flash Action Strategy, starting Wednesday, September 14th, focuses on the PT Political Action Committee. This year's campaign runs Wednesday, September 14th through the 15th. Flash Action Strategies are led by the Student Assembly Board of Directors in conjunction with the APTA and focus on relevant topics to students. Last year, the strategy focused on the National Health Services Corps. This year, we get geared up to support the PT PAC, the lobbying body for the APTA. Students are encouraged to learn about why we need the PT PAC. For more on the Flash Action Strategy, here's Kendra Lucas.
More about the work PT PAC does for our profession and support the PAC together through a monetary contribution. Participation could win you or your school prizes, including free registration to National Student Conclave or PT PAC event tickets. To learn more, visit APTA.org/FAS.
We gotta go pay some student loans. We'll be right back.
Thought about a career as a traveling physical therapist? Arias Medical Group is a leading healthcare staffing agency offering full-time travel and direct hire career opportunities for PTs nationwide. Whether you're a new graduate or seasoned therapist, an exciting career is waiting for you. Dream it and live it with Arias. To learn more, call 1-800-340-2619 or visit ariasmedical.com. That's A-U-R-E-U-S medical.com.
100 bottles of beer on the wall, 100 bottles of beer. You take one down, pass it around, and...
Wait a minute, I'm not sharing my beer. Episode number 100 is coming on the PT Pintcast. This is Spinal Tap News from the brewers of the PT Pintcast, live from the Spinal Tap Newsroom with your host, Jimmy McKay.
The APTA now disappointed in the 2017 proposed CMS fee schedule. PT in Motion reports that the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, also known as the CMS, has adopted three different levels of PT evaluation CPT codes, but has not adopted the different payment schedules associated with each eval code. The three different codes allow for PTs to specify level of complexity, low, moderate, and high. The three evaluation codes are also associated with a new re-evaluation code that keeps the same value as the associated evaluation code. The APTA has expressed extreme disappointment in this adoption. CMS has ignored several months of research and the recommendation by the American Medical Association Relative Update Committee that the new codes and the associated charges in payment be applied. The APTA has undertaken an educational campaign to make sure that members will receive proper instruction in the use of the new codes. From across the profession, vets in Spokane, Washington are picketing for access to physical therapy. The Spokesman Review reports that veterans picketed their local VA hospital this past Monday over budget cuts to a physical therapy program. The current program allows the vets access to the PT gym with minimal supervision from a physical therapist after their episode of care is over. The proposed change would require that all participants have a current referral to PT to continue therapy at the VA. One of the vets stated that the program was, quote, the best program this hospital ever had. A spokesman for the medical center states that the change has been made to create more appointment openings for vets with acute cases.
It's news from physical therapy legislation.
The Interstate Licensure Compact gains traction. According to the latest from the Federation of State Boards of Physical Therapy, as of July, four states have signed on to the Interstate Licensure Compact. The ILC will allow physical therapists to practice in multiple states without going through the hassle of transferring their license across state lines. The hitch? In order for the compact to take effect, 10 states must pass legislation allowing them to take part. Given the amount of interest that states have shown in the ILC, the committee anticipates that this number should be reached by the end of 2017. Oregon was the first state to sign on, followed by Tennessee, Arizona, and most recently, Missouri. Yoga therapy catching on. The Huffington Post reports that there is a rise in doctor-prescribed yoga therapy. Yoga therapy has several components, including breathing exercises, physical postures, guided imagery, and meditation, as well as a diet component. The International Association of Yoga Therapists has worked for several years to establish yoga as a recognized therapy in the West. Healthcare providers speak out against early sports specialization. According to the Daily Press, pediatricians, physical therapists, and other specialties are calling attention to the burnout and overuse injuries that are now commonly being seen in children. Approximately 50% of sports injuries are overuse injuries, and 70% of children drop out of organized sports by the age of 13. With increased pressure to specialize at an early age, coaches, parents, and healthcare providers may be fighting an uphill battle. To spread awareness, Move Forward PT recently released a consumer-friendly video on overuse injuries, featuring Dr. Sky Donovan, department chair at Marymount University. The video explains the phenomenon that we're seeing more and more frequently.
An overuse injury is something that we're seeing that's more on the rise right now. And essentially, it's just overloading of the tissues of the body. So when we talk about muscle, tendon, ligaments, and in children, we're really specifically concerned with growth plates. To learn more about how physical therapists can help you, visit moveforwardpt.com.
Here's some news from Physical Therapy Research.
Huzzah!
In research, the NIH addresses healthcare disparities of chronic disease. According to the NIH, where people live, work, and play has a significant impact on the development and progression of chronic disease. The National Institute on Minority Health and Health Disparities, part of the National Institutes of Health, is launching the Transdisciplinary Collaborative Centers for Health Disparities Research on Chronic Disease Prevention Program. Try and say that three times fast. $20 million in funding has been allocated for this project and will be distributed to two centers that focus on developing and providing community-based, multi-level interventions to combat chronic disease such as heart disease, cancer, and diabetes. These centers include community organizations, academic institutions, clinicians, and healthcare systems, as well as state and local public health agencies. A breakthrough in Alzheimer's? According to The Independent, scientists have discovered an antibody that may prove to be the key to reversing Alzheimer's. In a study published in the international journal Nature, findings indicate that the antibody has the ability to reduce the size of amyloid plaques that are a hallmark sign of the disease. The drug is based on an immune cell taken from elderly people up to the age of 100 that show no signs of Alzheimer's. The study was conducted with 165 participants, and after 54 weeks of treatment, those provided with the drug of interest showed both a decrease in plaques and improved cognitive scores. Larger clinical trials are already underway. Getting the most out of Cochrane? Reading Cochrane reviews is everyone's idea of a good time, right? PTJ, the APTA scientific journal, sponsors Linking Evidence and Practice, also known as LEAP, a learning program that helps clinicians and students reap the benefits of Cochrane reviews for their patients and clients. The articles are written by an author team with at least one practicing PT. The articles include easy-to-interpret summary tables and case studies that demonstrate how to apply the findings of the Cochrane review, making tougher research a little more digestible. Recent leaps include those on Parkinson's and physical fitness training after stroke.
This is Spinal Tap News.
Today's buzzword: Internet of Things. From the Oxford debate at APTA Next Convention to the current debate over Hillary's emails, the world's talking tech. We watched the Fitbit craze pass, and we're in the throes of the Pokemon Go era. The Internet of Things refers to all the devices that we have that can connect to the internet. PT in Motion states that we're more connected to our patients through wearable tech and telehealth, and that the tech revolution isn't slowing down anytime soon. Wearable tech and apps, however, do not replace the need for sound patient education and goal setting to encourage compliance and a lifetime of activity. Additionally, there are the security and privacy concerns that accompany every tech application. The possibilities, though, are seemingly endless and may even improve provider collaboration and communication across disciplines. The Internet of Things has already made the healthcare industry more accessible through the ability to book appointments online and track stats remotely. Business Insider forecasts that the number of Internet of Things services, not including wearable devices, will increase from about 95 million in 2015 to 646 million in 2020.
This is What the Healthier.
Yay!
Stories from the lighter side of the news desk. Things that make you scratch your head and say, what the hell?
Out of the Miami Herald, third grade teacher Tracy Rosner filed a lawsuit against the county school board in Miami, Florida in July, claiming to be the victim of race and national origin discrimination after being turned down for a job that required teaching Spanish because she doesn't speak Spanish. Rosner said that non-Hispanics like herself are a minority among Miami school teachers, and therefore that affirmative action style accommodations should have been made for her. can't make this stuff up. A traffic officer in Guelph, Ontario, pulled over a 35-year-old motorist on July 11th, traveling 67 miles an hour in a 45-mile-per-hour zone at night on a stretch with no highway lights and no headlights on in his vehicle. The stopped driver was given citations, even though he pointed out that he was watching the road with a flashlight strapped to his head. That story from Guelph Today Online. And finally, from MotherNatureNetwork.com, yes, that's seriously a website, Greenland's first world-class tourist attraction will be here in just 4 short years. It promises to offer visitors a, quote, stunning view of the rapidly melting ice sheets from the 250,000-year-old Jacobsen Glacier. The United Nations protected site is promoting a tourist vista that some are calling ground zero for climate change. Organizers are hoping the ice won't be completely melted by 2020, when it's expected to open.
This is Spinal Tap News from the brewers of the PT Pinecast, live from the Spinal Tap Newsroom with your host, Jimmy McKay.
For more information about all the stories that you heard here, including links to articles and papers, check out the news tab at ptpinecast.com. If you have any story suggestions for us, contact us at ptpinecast.com or at ptpinecast on Facebook and Twitter. Our executive producers are Rachel German from the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee and Megan Zwellen from Columbia University. Thanks for listening to Spinal Tap News. I'm your host, Jimmy McKay.
Follow us on Twitter at PT Pinecast and online at ptpinecast.com. It's like TMZ, except with way more important information. And no Miley Cyrus. Okay, it's not like TMZ at all. The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.